Welcome to the Gina and Eva Show. Here's Gina and Eva.
Good morning, and welcome to the Gina and Eva Show. This is Gina and
Eva. And it's up close and personal today, folks. We are here with Abraham and Esther. I'm not sure if Jerry's with us. I hope the both of them are. Esther dialogues with a group of spiritual teachers who call themselves Abraham. That's who's here with us today. Welcome, Esther.
Hey, hi.
And Jerry with you?
Hello, hello.
So, do we get you for a few moments to chat, or how did you want to do this today?
No, whatever you want, but I'm always eager to just bring Abraham in because they have the most value to your listeners.
Yeah.
That's true. I know your favorite part. Hi, bye.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we do that?
All right.
We have someone who's calling in for a question.
It is Terry.
Hi, Jerry and Esther. I listened to you when you came to San Francisco. My major problem is allowing. I'm really trying to get into that allowing, that feeling, that space, that knowing, and I'm having problems.
Rather than saying I'm having a hard time getting into the place of allowing, because sometimes figuring out what allowing even is tricky. So instead, begin saying things like, I'm looking for more reasons to feel good, and I'm looking for more things to appreciate, and I'm looking for more positive aspects and more things. Because rather than trying to think allowing thoughts, just try to do things that feel better. Here's a way of putting it, and you might hear this more easily. Allowing is on one end of the stick, and resistance is on the other.
Okay.
So when you say, I want to get in the allowing mode, what you're really saying, which maybe you can hear more easily, is I want to find a path of less resistance.
Okay.
So then ask yourself, what is my path of less resistance right now? Meaning, which thought feels best to me right now? So give us an example of some subject that you feel you are not allowing, and we'll walk you through it. It's easy, and show you how it works.
Okay, for instance, my mortgage may be due, and I may not have the money to pay my mortgage for the month.
All right, so remember, we're not trying to get money in your hand today to pay your mortgage. We're just trying to change the vibration within you right now, because when you do that, the money to pay your mortgage will come.
Okay.
So the path of least resistance says, which thoughts feel better? So we ask you, which is the path of least resistance? I cannot pay my mortgage today. I'm going to be in so much trouble. Or it usually works out all right.
It usually works out all right.
So, as you say, it usually works out all right, you have taken a path of less resistance right now, which is the only thing you can do. In other words, you can't go rob a bank or ask the money to drop out of the sky.
Right.
But you did do something about choosing a path of less resistance.
Okay.
So now you say, it usually works out all right. And then you think, but it's not coming fast enough.
Okay.
So now you've found some resistance even in the thought, it usually works out all right.
Mm-hmm.
So then you say, let me see if I can find even less resistant thoughts. So you say, I will find a way for it to come, or I'm going to be in such trouble over this. Obviously, you say, I'm going to find a way for it to come.
Right.
And then you say, but I don't know the way that it will come.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've found more resistance.
Okay.
And now you try to find a path of least resistance. And you say, well, I do have some things lined up, and money is flowing, and I will find another way to bring some money. Or I do have the ability to move some things around, which will take the pressure off right now.
Okay.
Or I do have a little leeway. I have a good relationship with my landlord, and he's not going to throw me out on the street today, which gives you a little less resistance. You see what we are getting at?
I think what I'm trying to understand is you hold that thought of least resistance in the midst of whatever the issue is, so to speak.
What you're wanting to do is talk your pain down. Many times, people are sort of accustomed to talking their pain up because they're looking for sympathy from others, or they're looking for justification about why they are in this jam. And so they are almost deliberately exaggerating what is wrong. And what we are saying is allowing is exaggerating what is right.
Okay.
And once you begin to play the game, we always tease our friends. We say, don't take the thing that is the biggest troubling issue to you and try to learn the art of allowing on that issue. But sometimes if it's the issue that you are facing, it's what you have to deal with. And since all of your power is right now, your ability to allow or not allow is right now. It's always right now. So maybe the path of least resistance in this moment is to not think about the mortgage, to think about something else. Then people will say, but Abraham, it's going to turn up sooner or later. I can't just not think about it forever. And we say, we're not asking you to not think about it forever. We're asking you to decide what's the most powerful thing you can do right now to allow. Because you have already been asking. Step one has been happening a long time ago. The universe is already answering. That is not in question. What is in question is, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? And so you say, well, I'm worrying about not having enough money now. And we say, well, why would you squander your powerful connection of allowing now by worrying about not having enough money to pay your rent? And you say, because that's the issue that is before me. And we say, but it doesn't need to be the issue that is before you. You could be basking in the beauty of the day. You could be thinking about someone who made love to you yesterday. You could be thinking about something fantastic that you are going to do tonight. You could be looking into the eyes of your cat and realizing what a happy being it is. There are endless things that you could do right now that would right now put you in the place of allowing.
Okay.
And that's what most people don't understand. They somehow have come to believe that struggling over the idea of money will bring them more money. And what we're wanting to reorient them to understand is that they have already asked for the money and the money is already on the way, and what they do right now is crucial to whether they let the money in or not. You are really better off basking on the beach than you are struggling with your checkbook.
Okay.
We have Jane on the line with the question.
Oh, hi. I'm in a very difficult time in my life, and I'm trying to see how to apply this to my current situation because I'm really feeling very hopeless about money, and then the hopelessness breeds fear, and the fear breeds depression. I'm on disability for chronic fatigue syndrome, and the man I live with is suing me to partition the house. My money for a lawyer is running out. I gave up my disability housing for him, and when we sell the house, it won't be enough money for me to live forever. And then I have the dilemma, well, do I have to move out of the Bay Area? Even then it'll be tight. And then I face kind of being alone and not knowing anyone, and I tend towards depression. Or if I stay here and use up the money, it's very hard to get low-income housing because you can't apply for low-income housing when you have money. And then when you run out of the money, the list could be closed or it could take 5 years. So I'm kind of in this vicious cycle of worrying and fear and then depression.
Well, you know, all of this has been serving you in this sense. When you know very, very clearly what you do not want, it helps to shout to the universe what you do want, even if you do not use words. So what the universe is hearing you say is, I want more money, and I want more fairness, and I want my life to go better. I want to stay in the Bay Area. I want to be able to live in my own home. I want to be prosperous in my own life. Now, you did not say anything that sounded anything like that because you were just talking about how bad it is and how everything is going wrong and how badly you feel. And anyone would understand why you would be talking in that way. But what we are saying to you is the good news is that in all of this struggle and in all of this pain and in all of this unfairness and injustice, you have been vibrationally shouting to the universe what you prefer. And that is what step one is. Now, source energy, whether you call it God or source or the fairies of the universe, source energy is hearing your request. And just like people say all the time, when you ask, it is given. So circumstances are being lined up. There is help on the way to you. You have been heard. You are a worthy being. And you deserve to have a good life, and it should be going better for you. So what's happening to you is, in all this aggravation, you are letting the universe know clearly what you want, and this loving, benevolent, God-force universe is hearing you and is responding now, right now. But what you've got to begin doing now, you've got to stop talking about what's going wrong, and you've got to start looking for the little pieces of your life that are working, because step one is important. But you can't stay in step one in order to receive what you want. You've got to find some way of getting into step three. And step three does not feel like fear. It doesn't feel like pain. Step three feels like things are going to be all right. Step three feels like the way you feel when you are looking at someone you love and actually feeling love. Being in the art of allowing, or step three, is what it feels like when you are petting your cat and your cat is appreciating it. Meditation puts you in step three. Basking puts you in step three. Appreciating puts you in step three. But you've got to stop talking about where you are or it cannot change.
And when you refer to step one, two, and three, where do I get a hold of this information?
We can tell you now. Step one is ask, and you are asking. Step one says, I hate my job. I want a new job. That's asking. Step one says, I don't like the way you're treating me. I want to be treated better. That's step one. That happens whether you know that it's happening or not. So just hear us when we say, step one is taken care of. You don't even have to know about step one. You're asking all over the place. Step two, you don't have to know about either, because that's not your work. That's Source Energy's work. That's the work of God Force. You don't have to know about step two. Just hear us and believe us when we say, when you ask, it is answered. The only step you even need to think about is step three. And step three says, you've got to let in what you're asking for. Just like you can't hear this radio show if you turn your receiver to a frequency that's different than the frequency that is being offered here. And in the same way, you have to turn your frequency, your personal frequency, to the vibration of your desire. And you're not doing that. You've got your frequency set on what's going wrong.
So do you do that by thinking about what you want, or how do you do that?
You can think about what you want, but sometimes when you think about what you want, it just reminds you that you're not there.
Right.
So the trick is to just try to think a thought that feels sort of good. In other words, you don't have to even think about the money or about the settlement or about the job. All you have to think about is something that feels good while you're thinking about it. And then when that stops feeling good, then try to find something else that feels good. I have to tell you that with the power of asking that we can feel with you, a little bit of allowing is going to go a long way. If you can resist the temptation to explain to people what's going wrong for just a few days and just try to relax and say things like, I don't know how, but I believe it's going to get better. And then just try to do things that feel better. Don't go into the situations that are troubling you. Don't fight with anybody about anything. Don't try to wrestle it to the ground and kill it. Try to distract yourself from it. And it is our promise to you, it will get better right away. It always happens with someone like you who has strong desire and an ability to focus. We can feel your ability to focus by the precision with which you articulate. You are a focusing being. You can do this. You just have to make a decision. Nothing is more important than that I feel good. Because when I'm feeling good, I'm in the place of allowing what I've been asking for.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense. And when you say don't do it for 3 days, like, for example, today I have to get on the computer and email my current lawyer things. And that's very negative. It makes me more, you know, distressed to have to...
That's all right. Do what you have to do. But when you're not, in other words, what we see sometimes is you worry about it before you get on the computer, then you get on the computer and don't feel good while you're doing it, and then you worry about it later in the day, and then you talk to somebody about what you did on the computer.
Yeah.
And so do what you have to do, but then when you don't have to do it, do your very best to change the subject to something that feels better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You don't have to do this 100%. If you can, now hear this, if you can 51% of your day today feel good, you'll get movement, and it will be enough movement that something will manifest that will give you proof. You don't have to hit it 100%. By the time you get up to around 60% feeling good and 40% worrying, things are really rolling better for you. And once you get to 70 or 80%, you are among the best creators on the planet.
And the hardest part I have, though, is changing that. I guess that's for most people. Do you have any tips?
Of course it is, because the thoughts that you've been thinking are the easiest thoughts to think. And so we know it will take some effort.
Is there a particular tape you have or anything you recommend? Because that, for me, is the hardest.
We will choose a specific tape for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You have very powerful callers. They are deliberate creators, and their lives should be wonderful. You are doing a very great service as you are helping people to understand that they are the creator of their own reality.
Thank you, Abraham. We love you.
There is great love here for you.